listener production.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Why am I jealous of my ex?
I am so stressed all the time.
How do I get into a routine?
Is TikTok making me anxious?
I think I'm being manipulated.
Someone told me you could live with half a brain.
This is Do You Fucking Mind? Mindset Hacks for a Badass Life, hosted by me, Alexis Fernandez.
Hello, my beautiful beans. Welcome to today's episode. So this is day 6 of the Being Better series. And this is where I go through a bunch of questions that have come in from you guys. And I kind of break down how to address these questions. And they're all questions based around heartbreak. Some of them are personal stories. Some of them are just general questions around how to approach heartbreak and feelings around heartbreak and how to move forward. But these tips can also be applied for friendships and family too. So let's get straight into it.
Okay, now let's go into some of the quick fire. What are your rapid fire questions, I guess? Okay, number one. What do you do when you mutually break up with someone and they instantly date their ex? You do nothing. You do absolutely nothing. You say, bon fucking voyage, good times. And you tap the fuck out. You do not contact them. You do not feel the need to message them. The thing that you need to understand, whether you like it or not, whether it's painful or not, everyone's got their own idea of what is an appropriate time to move on. But regardless of what your idea is of what is appropriate, that doesn't mean that it's appropriate for the other person. And you've got to understand that the moment you break up, you don't owe each other shit. You don't owe each other anything. It sucks and it hurts badly. I literally have been in relationships where we've broken up and the other person within a month got engaged to somebody, which means that obviously there was a crossover period. Imagine I was fucking dying in a fucking hole. But at the same time, there was nothing I could say or do about it because it's none of my business. It sucked and it hurt, but it's not my business what they choose to do when we're not in a relationship. Your job is to focus 100% on you. If anything, it's a blessing. That's how I look at it. If someone is able to move on from you so quickly and go back to their ex, mind you, in my position, it also was the ex. They got engaged with the person they dated prior to me. Anyway, fucking good times. So the way you want to look at it is if they're doing that, it means that they were never really invested in the relationship with you in the first place. It was never really that. If they can bounce back straight away to their ex, no matter what they said, no matter how they acted, was that even a legitimate true love that you had? Was it even that great? And if it was, do you even want that shit? No. So it actually helped me move on way faster than my previous relationship because I thought, wow, I obviously read this so wrong and it's obviously not the person for me because the way I feel about them obviously was not reciprocated. So what do you do? Especially if it's mutual, my answer to that is, fuck all. Live your best life. That's what you do. Go buy a fucking ticket somewhere and go on a holiday and celebrate that that person has exited your life because they've done you a favor. Question two, what are your thoughts on having fun with another person to get over your ex? Does it make it easier or not? Okay, I don't have a problem with people doing that. My own personal thing, I've got my own way of doing it and it doesn't work for me because this is what you want to look at. As long as you're not trying to replace the happiness that you had in the relationship with somebody else, thinking, oh, I'm starved for happiness. This person's going to make me happy. I'll sleep with them. This person's going to distract me. I'll sleep with them. That's, I think, where it can get a bit muddy. And sometimes you can then find that you get even more of an emotional kind of cavity, I guess, because you've got that. You're trying to fill a void that can never be filled by somebody else. If you're somebody that can break up and you're doing all this work to make yourself be happy and you're becoming the cause of your own happiness and you enjoy a one-night stand here and there just for lols, I don't have a problem with that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, but you need to understand how you function as a human being. I personally couldn't do that because the times that I did, it didn't work. And I found myself then all of a sudden getting like thinking about the person that I had slept with being like, was that something more than what it was? Was it this? Was it that? Whereas other people can be like, I can fully detach and I can have a great time. And it's literally helping me create new experiences and I'm having fun. As long as the person you're sleeping with is not a replacement for this quote unquote happiness that you lost in the relationship, because you are the only person that can bring that happiness back because you're the only person that can give it to you in the first place. Number three, How do you know when you should break up with someone? Okay, this is pretty hard, especially if you've been with that person for a long period of time. But you have to, there's a few things that you should ask yourself. You've got to look at the relationship and think, is the reason why I'm staying here because all the good memories that I'm attached to in this relationship, are they all at the start of the relationship and none of that still exists? A lot of the time we look at our relationship and we look at all the good memories that we have and we spread it across evenly throughout the whole relationship. But sometimes all those good memories were in the first year, 2 years, the first 6 months, depending on the duration of the relationship. And a lot of it's been gone, but you hold on to that relationship because you think, but we're so capable of having these good times, even though that era of the relationship has ended and you're now in a new era. So firstly, you want to ask yourself, are all the good things that I would miss about this relationship things that no longer are happening in my relationship anyway? That's the first one. The second one is you've got to ask yourself, do we add to each other's life anymore? Do we empower each other mutually anymore? If you feel that you're kind of towing the line, or if you feel that that person is kind of dragging you down, or even that you're dragging that person down and then whatever, then that's another reason to really consider ending the relationship, because you always have to kind of meet in the middle and always be evolving together. Another reason that where you probably should leave the relationship is if you're growing too far away from each other in areas that are kind of impeding the growth of the relationship. What I mean by that is if somebody is making all these leaps and bounds and growth in their life and the other person's looking at them being like, you've changed, but I haven't changed. If you can't evolve together it doesn't have to be in the exact same direction, but in the same kind of arenas, as far as wanting growth professionally, wanting to, you know, create a family or not create a family, all these things, if that's not happening together and one person, and you feel that that other person's holding you back because you're evolving and changing, you shouldn't feel guilty for this changing, because change is inevitable and change is natural. So a lot of the time I think people think, well, I did nothing wrong. You're the one that's gone and changed. So why should I have to change because you're the blah, 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 blah. That just means that the relationship has reached an end, okay? Because if someone doesn't want to change, that's a choice, but they can't hold someone else back from changing. You either evolve together or you don't. And in that situation, it's no one's fault. It's reached its end. Okay, number four. How to help a friend who was broken up with suddenly. In this scenario, the best thing you can do is A, you don't have to say much. You just have to physically be there for them. Sometimes they just want to be around people. It can be very isolating when you've been instantly broken up with. So I would say A, be there for them. You don't have to come up with any great one-liners or anything to say to them. They just need your presence, and that is really helpful. Another thing that you want to do is be patient with them repeating themselves again and again. Another thing is try at the very beginning, try not to offer solutions left, right, and center. At the very beginning of someone's heartbreak, they just want to purge out everything they're feeling. They want to say it. If you keep stopping them and intercepting with a possible solution, it's quite exhausting and draining for this person that probably just wants to let it all out, because I'm all about intercepting people when they're choosing to suffer. But if it's just happened, this is when they're in their moment of pain, and you've got to let them kind of say everything they want to say, feel everything that they want to feel out loud, and just create a safe space for that person to kind of vent everything that needs to be said. Then once you notice that they're starting to like calm down, they're not so heightened, then you can start discussing, you know, ways to move on as well. Also, no matter how boring that person is or how annoying they are when they're heartbroken, I know I was, where they just repeat themselves a million times, invite them out to things all the time. Even if they say no again and again and again, always continue to invite them out. Don't think, oh, well, they've said no the last 20 times. They're going to say no now. I just won't. They want to at least feel included, and that makes them feel supported. Okay. So always keep inviting them out, even if you know what the answer is going to be. And then I would also recommend that you don't sling too much shit on their ex if possible. Try not to talk shit about their ex, because it, especially when the wound is raw, when you criticize somebody's ex-partner, there's a massive chance that they're going to take that as an insult, even if they don't tell you that they're insulted. It hurts them. They can criticize their ex, but for you to say, they were a fucking idiot, I saw it, they're fucked, they're this, they're that, they then feel like an idiot. They feel like, okay, sick, so you saw that they were a fuckwit, but I didn't, am I dumb? So don't badmouth the ex, just support them. Then in future, once they're getting over it, then you can sling shit on their ex if you want, but not when they're in their hour of need and already suffering. They don't need more people saying that the person they were dating is stupid and that they made a stupid mistake for dating that person, okay? Number five, should you stay friends with your ex? Kind of similar with what I was talking about before, but a bit different. I think there's no problem staying with your ex depending on how you broke up and what the reasons are. If you broke up because that person treated you like shit and they were toxic, then absolutely not. Because if they're a toxic person in a relationship, they are a toxic person full stop. And you should not be with somebody that is a bad person. However, if you guys were just good people in general, but you didn't work out and morally you guys kind of aligned, then I don't see the problem with being friends with an ex. Not at all. That's fine. But like I said before, that whole washout period, let the person that's in love get over the other person. That's the main thing. And then of course you can have a friendship. Number six, should there be chemistry by the third date? I'm seeing someone who's a total catch on paper, but there's zero flutter. I feel like, look, if you feel absolutely nothing and if you are still inclined to want to date other people or see other people, then I would say by the third date, if you feel nothing, then you've got to kind of let it go. You probably don't feel anything for this person and that's fine, but you don't want to be wasting the other person's time either. You don't want to think, I get you're a catch, I've got nothing else going on at the moment, so I'll just date you in the meantime. You're actually doing that person a massive disservice, especially if they're so good on paper. They sound like they're probably a really nice person, and if they want to date you, they deserve to be in a relationship that is reciprocal, okay? So if you feel absolutely nothing, however, if you're like, oh, part of me likes them, I do, then my advice to you would be, if you're umming and ahhing and a part of you really does like them, but you're not sure yet, what I would do is I would not see anybody else, give it like a good month. And it's like a trial period, because dating is trialing someone. So, you know, when you're thinking about dating someone, you shouldn't be too caught up or too terrified about entering a relationship, because a relationship is the trial period. You are test driving this person to see if you want them in your future. So what I would do if you're umming and ahhing, I'd give it a 1 month red hot go, and I would fucking dive head first and really treat them like a partner, really integrate it into each other's lives and see how it works. If after the month then you end the relationship, because you really did give it your all and you really did try to see if that person was for you.
So that is the episode of today. If you actually want to send in any listener questions, because I do answer listener questions every single week, then just send those questions into info@dyfmpod.com. Or you can also send the questions in through the website, which is www.dyfmpod.com. And I will see you back here tomorrow to talk all about habits. And as always, remember, be kind to yourself, be kind to your brain. Don't take shit from anyone. And especially don't take shit from yourself. Danke.
Listener.